As we get closer to Shavuos, we're just a few weeks away. We have to work on our Avas HaTorah. So I want to share with you a gishmak of art. Piece a couple of things together. Come out with a very beautiful pilpul regarding a kohen. So this week, Parshas Emor, in Chutzlar to reading Parshas Emor, and the beginning of the parsha talks about the kohuna, talks about the Tumas Kohanim, the times when a Kohen is allowed to become Tameh, not allowed to become Tameh. And then the Pasuk, Pasuches, Perchaval Pasuches, V'kidashto ki yisnachem lachkecha hu makriv, and Chazal make a drasha, V'kidashto, that there's a special mitzvah to be makadish the Kohen by giving him, always letting him go first in everything that he does. So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in his Time of the Kra, on this week's parsha, so he says he was asked the following shaila. Somebody wanted to know, if the din of the kidashto applies after the kohen dies. Meaning, what's the nafkamina? He says, let's say you have two people who are niftar on the same day, and that chevra kadisha or that city has to do a kvura, has to make a kvura for these two people. So the shaila is there a kedima? Do we have to give the kohen first? Just like the kohen benches first, the kohen gets the first aliyah. Is there also a din to bury the kohen, to be mechabi the kohen by burying him first? Pash pshat, you could say that it's totally in biyisod. Does v'kidashto apply lachar misa? Or after a person dies, is he still a kohen? Is he still a kohen? So, let's first work on what Reb Chaim says. So Reb Chaim says, he quotes a Zohar, because Reb Chaim had Kol HaTorah Kula on his fingertips, so he quoted a Zohar. Zohar in Parshas Bichu Kosai, that gives a special drusha, that there's a chiyuv kibar ave'im even la'achar misa. A special drusha. So says Reb Chaim, based on this Zohar, it sounds like the only reason a person is chayav to be mechabit his parents after they pass away is because there's a special drasha. By kohen, there is no such drasha. Memela, there's no chiyuv to be mechabit the kohen la'achar misa. Okay? Now, the truth is one could be mechalik, maybe that's kibud, this is kedusha, but that's what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim says at the end, and this is going to be very important, he says, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi, says Beferish, the Gemara asks Minayin Tchitz Mesa Minat Torah, and the Gemara says that Aaron HaKohen is going to eat the truma, and therefore says the Gemara, it's a raya that there is Tchias HaMesim, and that's the raya which shows. Now that's the Gemara is trying to prove Tchias HaMesim. But the raya of Tchias HaMesim shows that Aaron is going to be a Kohen, la'asalavo, meaning Aaron a Kohen was Nifter. When he comes back at Tchias HaMesim, he's going to be a Kohen again. So we see that the kahuna wasn't paka. Okay. That's what Reb Chaim says, Adkan Divrei Reb Chaim. There's a fascinating exchange between the Aderes and Reb Chaim Berlin, Benogea to this topic. The exchange is printed. It's a letter that's written by Reb Chaim Berlin to the Aderes, where he responds to a letter that the Aderes wrote to him. It's printed in the Sefer Zikaron for Rav Yitzchak Huttner, the Baal Pachad Yitzchak. So if you want to see it, it's printed. There's two Sefer Zikarons for Rav Huttner. One was put out by Moriah. It's longer. And then there's one that's a little bit shorter that comes printed by the Pachad Yitzchak printing, whatever, with all the other Sifrei Pachad Yitzchak. So it's printed in the Moriah version. So he says over there that the Aderes wrote a letter to Reb Chaim Berlin, and the Aderes quoted a Gemara Brachos Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Reb Zera, top of the Amud, Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Reb Zera Chalash, Reb Zera got sick. All in Gabi Reb Avo. Reb Avo came to him, Kabul Alei, Imitbach Katina Charach Saki, that's the name for Reb Zera. The Gemara in Bava Metzia tells the story. he's makabel on himself, Rebbe Bo is makabel on himself. If Rebbe Zera has a refuah shleima, avidna yamatavel rabbanan. I'm going to make a big suda for the chachamim. Itbach, so he got better. Baruch Hashem. Avat sudasa lakula rabbanan. He made a major feast. Kimata lemishri, when he came to break bread to start the meal, amalei Rebbe Zera lishulamar. He said to Rebbe Zera, you eat. You make a bracha. You make the hamotzi. Amalei losav lamar lahadam Rebbe Yochanan. L'had Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Balabais Botzeah. What, you don't hold of Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says the Balabais. You're the Balabais. You should make the bracha. Sharalu. Okay. Kimat alavruche, you know, we came to bench. Amalei, Nivarch Lanmar. So he said to Rabbi Zera, you know, you lead benching. Amalei, Losav Alamar, L'had Rav Huna, the Min Bavel, the Amar Botzeah Mevarich. No? Don't you hold of Rav Huna, the Min Bavel? That the Botzea, the one whoever broke bread, whoever made the hamotzi, he's the one who should make the bracha. The ihu kiman svirlena. Who did he hold like that? He was asking Rabbi Zera. Ki hadam Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rishim ben Yochai balabais Botzea va'oreach mevarech. He held that no, even though the balabais is Botzea, the balabayach makes the hamotzi, but the oreach should be the one to lead benching. Balabais Botzea k'deishiv to ben Yofet. The balabais should cut the challah so that he can divide the pieces be'en Yofet. Give big pieces. Oreach mevarech kedei shivarech balabayis, and the oreach should bench because then he can make the tefilas oreach. There's a special tefilas oreach, and this gemara is the source of that. Yehi ratzon shaliyavosh balabayis b'mezev alon baba. Okay. Ad kan, and the gemara is a hemshech, but that's the story. Okay. Says the Aderes, very pashut akasha. He quotes Yerushalmi that Rabbi Zera was a kohen. So if so, frekti adar es akasha, I don't understand. He's handling balabayis, oreach, Rabbi Zera is a kohen. Why didn't he say, nevarich lanmar, lishvi lanmar, because you're a kohen. Well, what is this that he's doing it because he's an oreach, he's a balabayis, back and forth. He's a kohen, Rabbi Zera is a kohen, end of story. Why wasn't kohen part of the cheshbon? We know that the kohen is the one who benches. Says the adar es a chiddush. He says it must be because of another Gemara, the Gemara in Megillah Dav Zayin. The Gemara over there tells us the story that it was the Purim Suda, and Kom Rabba v'shachtel Rabbi Zera, Rabba shechted Rabbi Zera. So what happened? So the Gemara is Mavur. Now the Marsha says that Rabba didn't really shecht Rabbi Zera; he just gave him wine. He got very sick, but the pashtus is that he killed Rabbi Zera. And the Gemara says that he davened for Achamim, and the next day, Rabbi Zera came back to life. Says the Aderes, Vaistois, what happened? Rabbi Zera, the Yerushalmi says, was a Kohen. However, Rabbi Zera went to the Suda Rabba. Rabbi Zera was killed. Rabbi Zera died. When Rabbi Zera died, he lost his kahuna. That's what the Aderes suggested. Once he lost his kahuna, then he got sick again at some subsequent point, and that's why on Daf Mem Vav in Brachos, Rabbi Avo makes a suda for him, and Rabbi Avo wants Rabbi Zera to bench because he is an oreach, but not because he's the kohen, because he's an oreach. Okay, that was the suggestion of the Aderes. So Reb Chaim Berlin responds back in the letter, and he says it's a very nice shtickle Torah. It's very cute, but tzchok asali, you know, it's a joke. You kidding? You forgot the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I assume you were just, it was just like a huge shtickel Torah, but what about the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Gemara in Sanhedrin that we quoted, that Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky quoted, Sanhedrin Dav Tzadi, that the Pasuk says that we're going to give to Aaron HaKohen, we're going to give to V'nisati Menu as Trumas Hashem L'Aaron HaKohen. So in fact, the Gemara, what Aaron's always, you're always going to be able to give to Aaron, Aaron's going to die. Oh, so says the Gemara, it must be that Aaron's going to come back to life and you're going to give him the truma, which means he's going to be a Kohen. So says Reb Chaim Berlin, you see that Kohuna is not Paka. Kohuna is not Paka. Pashas, Reb Chaim Berlin is learning that you don't lose your Kohuna just because you died. Okay. Now, L'chor, it's a kasha on the Aderes. So some of the Sfarim quote a teretz for the Aderes. How do you answer the kasha? So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban writes that the whole concept that Aaron is going to come back as a Kohen, Gemara didn't really say that Aaron was going to come back as a Kohen. So the Ramban writes, Hine Sovrim, quoting from the Hasagas of the Ramban in Shorash Shlishi of the Sefer Mitzvot of the Rambam, Ki Lutchias HaMesim Yiskadish Aaron Uvanov Imo B'Milum Lefi Shekvar Batla Meshichasa Mimenu Umizaro B'Shas HaMisa. Says the Ramban that B'Shas Misa, the Kuhuna was Batal. They're going to have a new kiddush of their kahuna. Meaning, the whole concept of kahuna started because Aaron HaKohen was anointed. But without him being anointed, there would never have been kahuna. So when a person dies, the kahuna is batal. He has to get it anew. He's not born into it anymore. So I guess you would say, according to the way the Ramban learns, yes, he has it, he doesn't lose it, but in order to have the status, the benefits that come along with being a Kohen, you have to be re-anointed. So it would come out, and that's the answer they say for the Adera. So it would come out that when Reb Zera died, the way the Adera would learn, Reb Zera died, he comes back to life, he still is sort of a Kohen, but he doesn't have the full status of the Kohuna, because he needs a new Mashiach. In other words, you're born into a Kohen. Aaron was anointed. Aaron and Ubanov were anointed, and they are Kohanim. Anybody who's born after, and that's why Pinchas had a special, because he was already born, so he wasn't included. So he had a special anointing at the Parshas Pinchas. But everybody else, when you're born into it, you're an automatic Kedushas Kohen. When a person dies, they lose the Kedushas Kohuna, and Reb Zera lost his Kedushas Kohuna. Reb Zera can get it back, but he needs a new Mashiach. And Reb Chaim Berlin said, we see a raya that Aaron, after Mashiach comes, Aaron's going to get it back. So, so the Teretz is that Aaron's going to get it back, but he's going to need a Mashiach. Meaning when Tchias HaMesim starts right away, Aaron comes from kahuna, but he doesn't have the benefits of kahuna. He can't eat the truma until he's anointed. Somebody who's not a Kohen, anointing them wouldn't help, but he has the kahuna. His anointing will help. So it comes out, a machlokas between the Aderes and Reb Chaim Berlin. It seems the Pashtus, that according to the Aderes, you lose, the way you answer for the Aderes is, when a person dies, they lose their kahuna, and then they only get it back later. They have to get it back later. They have to do a new ma'is of Mashiacha in order to get it back. And that's why Reb Zera, it wasn't a cheshbon for him to bench if he was a Kohen. Reb Chaim Berlin would hold, according to Reb Chaim Berlin, the Pashup Shat, the way he understood, that Kushim Eikar Alessa, because the Pasuk says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which he seemed to have learned, Bipashtus, he didn't use that Ramban, he didn't need that Ramban. So according to Reb Chaim Berlin's learning, it would come out that Aaron is going to be a Kohen always, that he doesn't lose the kahuna. And that was what he was telling him. So two ha'aras, interesting. It would come out, the Pashas, at least, of the way the Reb Chaim Berlin learned, whether he would agree to the Ramban, or maybe he would learn differently, but it would come out that there's two things that we have to deal with. Number one is, how do you understand the story with Rabbi Zera? In other words, according to Reb Chaim Berlin, that you never lose your kahuna, so then why Taka wasn't Rabbi Zera? Why wasn't Rabbi Zera allowed to? Why wasn't Rabbi Zera allowed to bench because he was a Kohen? Why was it because he was an Areach? It should have been because he was a Kohen. That's Ha'ara number one. You have to answer. Why did the Gemara not include the Kahuna according to Reb Chaim Berlin that he didn't lose his Kahuna? So I don't know if this is an answer in Pshat, but Al Pi Halacha, the Mishnah Halachos quotes. In Chelek Gimel, in Simen Chav Ches, he quotes from the Kloisenberger Rebbe, a Yisoid, that if there's a big Suda, then you see these big Sudas, and the minhag is that we don't give it to the Kohen. Why don't we give it to the Kohen if the din is supposed to give benching to a Kohen? So the Kloisenberger Rebbe said that when you have a big Suda, now we know that a Kohen is allowed to be Mochel. So when you make a major Suda, when you have like five people at the table and one of them is a Kohen, so the Kohen says, no, I'm a Kohen, so I go before the other four people. But if you're going to invite a lot of people, you can have a big crowd, no Kohen is going to be makbid, I need to bench, because they're coming al das the balabais. Whatever the balabais says, whatever his, you know, his plan was for the Suda, he might give it to a Talmud Chacham, he might give it to a, you know, somebody who donated the, dedicated the building, whatever it is. He might, that's the understanding that you go to a big Suda with. When you go to a small Suda, so you expect, if you're a Kohen, you expect to get the benching. So you should get the benching unless you're Mochel. Beferish. But if you go to a big Suda, says the Kloisenberger Rebbe, it's understood that when you come to the Suda, it's Aldas Balabais, whatever the Balabais wants. And that's why there was a whole Vikuach between Rebbe Vo and Rebbe Zeira. Maybe. So according to the Kloisenberger Rebbe, we can maybe metarate why it was that it didn't matter that he was a Kohen. According to Rav Chaim Berlin, that he was still a Kohen, so you have to figure it out. So it could be that since it was Avidi Yamatabel Rabbanon, the Gemara says, Avat Sudasa, a cooler Rabbanon. This was a major event. He rented out MetLife Stadium. He had, tens of thousands of people there, right? A major crowd. So it's understandable that he's not. Now, why did he offer to Rebbe Zeira? That's because he was the reason, he was the Siba for the whole Suda. So maybe he thought, you know, he's the one that should be benching, but it's Aldas Balabais that he's the one that decided to make the Suda, he's the one that made the Suda, brought it all together, so he's the one that chooses. The other Ha'ara, just to bring it back to the beginning, is that Reb Chaim had said that the din of Vikidashto is only a din, the din of Vikidashto is not going to apply after the person is nifter, after the kohen is nifter. That's what Reb Chaim said. So the shaila is, so why? So Reb Chaim quoted the Zohar. Yeah, diuk that by kibud avaim it applies. It's a special chiddush by kibud avaim. But by vekidashto we don't see such a chiddush. We don't see such a drasha, and therefore it probably wouldn't apply la'achar misa. It's a ha'ara that according to Reb Chaim Berlin, the pashas, the way he learned, that the kedush, the kahuna is never paka. So what? Why does it matter that the vikidashto? Why does it matter that the vikidashto doesn't apply? Why does it matter that there's no drasha by vikidashto, by the kahuna that it applies lachar misa? It should be pasha that it applies lachar misa. Unless you answer, as according to Reb Chaim Berlin, it should come out that you should bury the kohen first bedafka. Because he's still a Kohen. Unless you say that really our whole Hanukha was wrong, and Reb Chaim Berlin never meant to say that he's a Kohen while he's dead. Meaning, it could be that it was Pashut, that while the person is dead, it's Paka, that there's no Kahuna. The Shaila is, does it come back automatically or not? And that was maybe the tumult that was going on. And that seems to be what Reb Chaim Kanievsky was assuming, the Pashut, because he said, no, while a person's dead, Vaday, they don't have Kedushas Kahuna. The shaila is, when they come back to life, do they get it? And that's, and Reb Chaim also is mitzayin to the Gemara in Chelek, in Parachelek at the end of Sanhedrin, that there is, that la'achar tchias ha'mesim, the kahuna would come back. Just very interesting, just another mar makom, if you want to have more fun, the Birkei Yosef, the Birkei Yosef in Ebn Ezer, in Simin Yod Zayin. There's a machlokas here between the Birkei Yosef and the Birkei Yosef and, yeah, Ebn Ezra Simon Yudzayin, Birkei Yosef, and the Nefesh Chaya, Ebn Ezra Simon Gimel, have a machlokas, a tumult. There's a shaila, was Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira died, the Gemara in Megillah that we quoted. So we handled whether he was a Kohen or not. Birkei Yosef asked Akasha, did he have to remarry his wife? Was he still married to his wife from before? Or was this a new, the Kedushin was Paka, he's not married anymore, now he has to marry her again. There's a tumult between Birkei Yosef and then Chaim Velazer Vax was the Nefesh Chaya. He handles with the Birkei Yosef about this. There's also Ben Yoyada, there's an interesting discussion Ben Yoyada, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peches, by Matan Torah, says that when Hashem uttered the Dibros, everybody's neshama left them. So the Ben Yoyada says, and what happened after? It says, Shuvu lachem la'alechem. You're allowed to go back, and you're allowed to live, you know, go back to your wives. So Ben Yoyada said, what do you mean you're allowed to go back to your wives? You died twice, after the first Dibur and the second Dibur. You died. So how are you allowed to go back? Must be, the Kedushin wasn't Paka. That's a Ben Yoyada by the Gemara in Shabbat Peches. And one more Ma'ar Makom is from Rav Chaim Kanievsky himself. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Siach HaSodeh, I think it's Chelek Beis, but all three volumes now are printed in one Chelek. There's Sfarim, the Siach HaSodeh, includes a lot of the Sfarim, the Sefer about grasshoppers and tattoos and answering Marsha's Tzarachiyuns, and it's unbelievable, the Torah that he gave us. So there's a small kuntras there called Kuntras Halikutim, which is really just shtiklach, and he has there in Siman Dalet, he has a whole tumult, Kedarko, quoting from all over the place, Tanakh, Rishonim, everybody, Divrei Chazal, about if a person dies, are they still related to their family when they come back? Oh, Ayin Sham, if you want to have more fun, but that's the tzura. Again, starting with the shaila of does the concept of vikidashto apply la'achar misa after a person dies, and does it come back when tchias ha'meisim happens?